Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator in Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Blissful greetings and welcome to the Universal Principle Hour, yay, where we here support you in being able to master the language of the universe, master the language of the universe, which in turn supports one to be able to master mass. And as we align with these laws of the universe, we are doing what? Being the living gods that we are created to be. And so this plasma, we have a continuation, a conversation we had last heptad relative to why do we resist change and how do we change that? So many of you had questions and wanted to share last heptad, and so we ran out of time. However, we will provide you with that opportunity this plasma again, because this is a discussion we want to have. And so if you know you have something you want to share about change and why we resist change and now being and wanting to know how to change it and what are some of the things that you're doing to embrace this change in light of our current unprecedented circumstances with this COVID-19 challenge, which many other things are happening as a result of us being distracted and enthralled in all that's happening with COVID-19. There are many other worldwide life-changing things that are happening that are being revealed. So as you are preparing yourself and doing what we advise you to do, that is to go within and discover and uncover who you are, what your purpose is, and what is life looking like for you as we come out of COVID-19, all right, because things will not be returning to normalcy as we understand them. So now you have an opportunity to create new experiences and a new reality for yourself. And so we are here at the Jewel University committed to providing you with the information, the science news, and the facts by which you can now practice free will and implement them and have a different experience for yourself, so that what the masses are, the mass mindset, the programs, the means, so what they are choosing to experience, because there are no victims, it does not have to be your reality. It does not have to be your reality. So in this sharing, we're going to pick up where we left off last heptad with why do we resist change and how do we change it. So when we come back, as we prepare to hear from our sponsors, we are going to get right into it. And as I said, if you have any questions, hit star 1, or you want to talk with me about it, about change and what you're doing to change, and what are some of the things that you've observed about yourself in resisting change. Why is that? Why do you resist change? And what are you choosing now to experience for yourself? So you want to share that with us, press star 1 on your phone, and we will definitely, the first 6 digits of your phone number, and we'll be able to have a discussion, all right? So we're going to give you some information, and I want the women, the people that are in, that were born female, okay, let me say that, you were born female, want to pay close attention. We definitely want to participate in this conversation, and not just for the women. Again, it's for the men too. However, because we birth all life and everything has to come through a woman in order to exist, you know, we are definitely charged with the responsibility and the information to be able to guide and nurture all life. So with everything that's happening, again, there is no blame. There's no blame. However, we want to begin to look at how we're moving forward. And the mindset and the thoughts that we are thinking as we are creating new experiences. Because if you're still creating, you're still having the same thoughts and thinking the same way, you're just going to create more of the same thing, just at a different time span and at a different level, right? So I think it was Einstein that said you can't change the circumstance at the level at which it was created. So taking all that into mind, when we come back, we're going to share with you the frequency that is present for us today in having this conversation, and we're going to get right into why do we resist change and how do we change that, part 2. So let's hear from my sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to the Universal Principles Show. You can hear the full broadcast of this show in its entirety by visiting the home website of the Jewel Network. Listen to the entire show at www.thejewelnetwork.com. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.